WLOL, Wildfire.
I think that's, is that the name of the album as well, Wildfire?
I'm not sure about that. The Nylons will be at Riverfest, yeah. August 1st.
Boy, there's a lot going on musically this summer. And WLOL will be there for all of
it. You bet.
Look for the bright WLOL Beach Club shirts wherever you go, and you'll know that we're there too. Ta-da. In the meantime, it's 24 after 8. We could call this news time. Hit it, Bob.
Los Angeles businessman Alfred Checkey says it's, quote, almost laughable that people are concerned about the amount of debt in his deal to buy Northwest Airlines. Checkey says he'll meet today or tomorrow with U.S. Transportation Secretary Samuel Skinner in Washington to talk about that deal. Skinner's department is in charge of granting licenses to would-be airline owners.
Rockapella.
Oh, the album.
The new one, yeah. I'm sorry. It didn't have anything to do with what you're talking about, so I thought perfect time to throw it in.
That's right.
The Nylons album.
The U.S. Census Bureau says Minnesota's black population rose by an estimated 20%, more than twice the national average between 1980 and 85. That's the fourth highest rate of increase in the country over a five-year span. According to Financial World magazine, Minneapolis investor Irwin Jacobs' estimated income of $75 million in 1988 ranked him among the 10 highest-paid Wall Street pros. Jacobs heads the conglomerate Minstar Incorporated and is known for his efforts to take over other companies.
I think it's fair to point out, though, he probably works a lot of weekends.
I'm sure he does.
And OT. That you know, $75 million a year is not just like salary alone. I mean, you know, when you add overtime, and I think he probably has to buy his own insurance out of that.
Yeah. So it's not all peaches
and
cream.
No. Plus, it's lonely at the top. Well, I don't know that for sure.
Well, you've seen the top.
Yeah.
Minneapolis Fire Chief Tom Dickinson is proposing a state law to require installation of sprinklers in all high-rises. Dickinson says the sprinklers could possibly prevent a major fire with dire consequences.
Oh, nice idea.
And volunteers in more than 70 Minnesota towns will spend part of the summer cleaning up trash from riverbanks. About 50 communities have registered for the Mayor's Challenge, a cleanup organized by Rudy Perpich.
Okie doke. Not going to cover that?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. We'll be right back then. Hang on here.
All right. We've been
here. Back to you.
Twins are off to a good start in their six-day road trip that began last night in Cleveland. A 15-hit attack and strong outing from lefty Alan Anderson helped the Twins to a 7-4 win. Twins offense was led by Jim Dwyer, who had his first four-hit game in 6 years. And pending approval from the Regents, Oklahoma has a new football coach, Barry Switzer's defensive coordinator, Gary Gibbs, got his boss's old job.
Okay.
That should do it in sports.
Mentioned earlier, Gary Gibbs, of course, the fifth BG. Not heard from, of course, because of overshadowed by Barry Switzer.
That was a joke, of course.
No, I didn't know if you knew that. He was actually, he was the non-singing, he was the tackling BG, as they called him. Well, the rest were out making it. He was the one who was, you know.
No.
Jive talking.
That's not true.
Nobody. Jive.
Ash.
Okay.
Oh. Nothing worse than cold coffee.
Oh, sure there is. I can think of several things.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go into it now, of course, because of impressionable young people listening. And WLOL, darn close to 8:30. I love this station. Get me up with the music. Hey, Cindy Lauper, and I drove on 99 and a half, WLOL, about 27 or so before 9 o'clock in the morning, Hines and Berglund. I should have that down now after nearly 8 years. I Drove All Night was the song. Cyndi Lauper was the singer. I didn't get a chance to say that before, from an album called A Night to Remember. Hey, why don't we do the forecast here?
Paul Douglas says partly sunny today. That means mostly cloudy. A possible thunderstorm, very humid, very windy, and hot. A high of 93.
Hot.
Tomorrow, partly sunny in 84. Friday's outlook, partly cloudy with a high around 81.
Okay.
And they're reporting a rain shower at the airport now in 72.
Okay, I guess it's like Paul Douglas was saying earlier. It depends on where you are.
Very scattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where somebody, the neighbors could get an inch or two, and you might get, you know, spit, really. Hey, how about a message for cable? How about on hot days when you don't want to go out because you don't want to go stand in line somewhere to do something? How about staying home with your cable in your own air conditioning? How about that?
Good idea.
Last night on cable...
Mm-hmm.
On the Arts and Entertainment Channel, 1900 was on with Robert De Niro and Sutherland and Burt Lancaster. Yeah, that's a story from the same guy who put together The Last Emperor, that Bernardo Bertolucci. At any rate, it was a pretty interesting movie, and that was just part of what you got.
And if you get cable. Basic cable, you get A&E.
Yeah.
And tonight, Evening at the Improv again.
Oh, yeah.
What else did I see that was on cable tonight?
You know what's on Disney Channel now? And this has been on the movie channels here and there. But now it's on Disney, and tonight you can see it at 8 o'clock. Hoosiers.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that movie yet?
Yes.
I enjoyed the heck out of that
movie. That was fun. Uplifting.
I came up out of the chair at the... Well, I don't want to tell you when, but I was on my feet.
You know what's on AMC tonight?
No, what?
The original King Kong.
No kidding. Yes. Fay Wray and the big ape.
You big monkey.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's how you get cable TV. I was going to say table TV. Cable TV. 1-800-CABLE-TV. That's what you dial. 1-800-CABLE-TV.
That simple.
Yeah. Somebody will call you back that does cable where you live, and you'll be wired and watching TV at its best. Ta-da. I just thought you should know about that because it was, I think. It...
You say today is Wednesday at 295-5566.
I'll get to it in just a moment. Don Henley's The End of the Innocents. But don't forget, in case you missed her earlier, I guess we managed to save on tape Mary Elizabeth Johansson.
Oh, we did? Good.
Yeah, and we'll have her back on the radio in just a bit. Tomorrow morning, right about this very same time, if you were trying to plan your radio day, you'd hear Billy Bob back on the radio from the Roadkill Cafe and Autobody at WLOL.
Meanwhile, Don Henley's song.
99.5 WLOL.
And if it sounds like there's a Bruce Hornsby influence there, there sure is.
Playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And helping him to write the song out. I know. So anyway, I love this station. This is about 19 now or so before 9 o'clock in the morning. Granted, if you were listening the other morning and said, well, boy, that's not exactly every test you break, Lyle be watching you. And it wasn't sold her off love, but it was, BB, don't forget my number. Story of the trainer and the Xylocaine, and it was quite a song. Story about Milli Vanilli. It was the one, I think it was the Tom Vanelli's younger brother, Milli, who, because of an ankle thing, never made the Gopher hockey team. He was the only one of the Vanellis from St. Paul that was not a hockey player. Doesn't have a WCHA ring.
It's different, John.
Think so?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I suppose. So anyway, hang on a second here. 14 minutes now before 8, WLOL. And in case you missed her earlier, Mary Elizabeth Johansson is back on. Before 9. Did I say before 8? I meant before 9. Get off my back. First time I've had a chance to sit down in 3 years. People are dogging me. Anyway.
And remember, to err is Hines.
Yes. When we come back in just a moment, we'll have Mary Elizabeth Johansson on your ear in the radio on a WLOL. 10 before 9.
That's what I have.
Okay, that'll work out. Morning. Hey, birthdays today. Linda is 23, Dennis is 50, and Lou Williams is 56.
Is.
Happy birthday. WLOL, this is going to work
out
perfect.
Excuse me, John, is this... Oh.
Yeah, it's going to work out perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, trust, is that what you're going to ask? Yeah, it is, but believe me. Hey, buckle up. Don't drink if you drive. Don't smoke. Call your mom once in a while.
Push here. Just say no. And remember, if you don't clean off your plate, you don't get no dessert.
And everything else is Larry Bird, and there ain't no underneath. What shall be done? Call Debbie Gibson. WLOL. And it's going to be a blustery kind of a day today, so fill up the cuffs of your pants with stones.
Good thought. Yeah. Good thought.
Yeah.
I don't have any cuffs on my pants.
Then just put some in your pocket. We will rock you. I love this station. Here's how you get it. You dial 1-800-CABLE-TV. You say, well, wait a minute. You mean no matter where I am, I call one number and that's how I get... Well, uh-huh. Yeah. Because what happens is somebody takes down your name and number, and then who they refer it, whoever does. Because all the cable organization has gotten together to get cable television for you.
King Kong is on cable tonight.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
The remake.
You know what else? See, now, NCAA basketball came to you all weekend long from ESPN. ESPN, by the way, will be doing some NIT basketball for you. I thought I should mention
NIT
that.
NIT tonight, they're also doing some NAIA.
And you know what? On the Discovery Channel, guess what? All this week, Predators in Action Week. Cool.
And where else?
The fascinating habits of a wide range of predators are explored. Watch and learn more about eagles, lions, coyotes, cheetahs, owls, hawks, and more. Or how about our friend the bear? Say, rabbit. Will that stick to your fur?
No!
Where else you see that but on cable TV would you have the option of watching two, count them, two games of indoor lacrosse?
See? 1-800-CABLE-TV.
Be there.
That's the phone number that you dialed.
Oh.
What?
And
what?
If you do it now, you get 3 months of Showtime for half price.
What a buy! That's tremendous. 1-800-CABLE-TV. Tell them it was our idea.
Lean on me. Mike Tyson.
WLOL, your station for the Yes No Radio. 38 specials, the song second, for the group, I mean, the song is Second Chance. WLOL, hi. Here's a good song. This works out perfectly. It's Information Society and What's on Your Mind.
Do we have that Mort guy in here this morning?
I'll come up with something, trust me. Heinz and Berglund, and good morning. 6 minutes or so before nine, this is going to work out exactly right. You asked about Mort.
Uh-huh.
Wheel him in here. Prop him up. Pull the string. Let her rip.
This is the Monday morning edition of the Heinz and Berglund Show. What a way to start a week, huh?
Yes.
I guess it beats root canal anyway. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the usual nutty mayhem. What? Bob Berglund, the first 60 years, on the next edition of the Heinz and Berglund Show.
Don't forget to gather your friends around the radio, because come Thursday, the Mary Kerr Marcia Stout Show at WLOL. It pays to be great, or sometimes you have to pay to be noticed, or something. Anyway, buckle up. Don't drink if you drive. Don't smoke. Call your mom once in a while.
Void where prohibited, time subject to change. If you have a mustache, avoid chewing on it. It makes you look really stupid.
Look like you're a moron.
Or licking it all the time.
Say? What? Did you say Floyd where prohibited?
No, Void.
Oh.
Hit radio. WLOL.